Joey Dennis's Fort Collins living room is lined with Native American artwork and artifacts. She has long studied and admired the culture, but as a Caucasian, she was reluctant to attend a powwow.
I didn't think we as non-Native Americans were allowed to come.
Dennis is now a board member of the Northern Colorado Intertribal Powwow Association, or NCIPA for short. In its 22nd year, NCIPA is an outgrowth of the student powwow that began at Colorado State University.
The misconception that we fight every year is that it's just for Native Americans. It's not.
Co-founder and president Jan Iron says it's a way to educate Native Americans living in Northern Colorado about their cultural heritage, even for tribes that historically didn't celebrate powwows.
Because we feel like it's very important for the continuation of our ways, and so that our children being raised in an urban area can be proud of who they are.
But that mission quickly expanded to include the broader public. So instead of an insular cultural event reserved for Native Americans, Iron, who's Navajo, says people can think of NCIPA's annual powwow as a sort of county fair.
You see and you taste and you experience. I mean, you can be part of the dancing. You can do all of these things.
With more than 35 tribes from the Rocky Mountain and Great Plains region, NCIPA's powwow is the largest Native American gathering in Northern Colorado.
Round dance song.
For Native Americans, performing as part of the powwow is a right bestowed on them by other members of their community.
It's respect for the arena. It's respect for your old, you know, the traditions. Later, when people will say, well, how did you start dancing, or who gave you the right? They'll say, well, it was at this powwow. My whole family was there. My grandparents were there. They gave gifts to elders so that we can have the right to dance.
Jan Iron's son, Dwayne, is in his 20s. He earned the right to play drum and sing at powwows in 1996.
A lot of round dance songs today have English lyrics, and they're talking about love or breakups or jealousy, just to have some humor in it.
Hold me close to you, sweetheart.
And those new contemporary influences on traditional Native American song and dance spill over into even younger generations.
When I see you again, it will be sweet like drinking a Dr. Pepper.
Amaya and Mariah Quintana are 10 and 8 years old. The sisters both perform a style of dance known as jingle. This particular powwow dance requires a garment adorned with bells. And in addition to several rows of silver bells, Mariah's blue jingle dress includes neon pink and green accents and an image of Tinkerbell from Walt Disney. I'm surprised to see the mix of contemporary culture on a Native garment.
Well, for little kids, I see a lot of that. Sometimes they'll have Minnie Mouse or Hello Kitty, you know, that just helps them to enjoy being, you know, who they are, just little kids, but they're also representing, you know, their Native American side.
I feel proud that I'm Native American and get to share this culture with other people.
Amaya Quintana said she often tells her non-Native American classmates about her involvement in powwows, such as this weekend's NCIPA event.
It's like a Native American get-together, a gathering of all tribes and stuff where you can dance.
She added that there are dances called intertribals, where all races are encouraged to
go out there and show off your dance moves.
Dance moves of any persuasion. Because as Jan Iron puts it,
means all of you are welcome.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.